Well, today we're finishing up really our series on the wonders. We haven't, of course, covered all the wonders that there are in the Bible, nor have we even answered all the questions that they raise. But in this series, since Christmas, we've been trying to identify some of the key places at the beginning of Jesus' ministry that helped get the disciples on the path that we walk on today. And today, a key event has happened. Jesus is back by the Sea of Galilee, and he's teaching the people in parables. And the same theme that we have seen before when we read those stories, the disciples do not understand, you know, exactly what it is that Jesus is talking about. There's a big crowd there, and Jesus gets into a boat to teach. And so he's in the boat as we begin to read this story. He's finished his teaching for the day, and they're in the boat, and we pick up in Mark chapter 4, verses beginning with verse 35. On that day, when evening had On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let's go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." When the wind ceased and there was a dead calm, he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, a woman and her young daughter were home alone. It could have been a man. I mean, the importance of the story is that one parent was away and one parent was home with a little daughter. And it was one of those nights. It was one of those thunderstorm kind of nights. The storm was raging outside. The wind was blowing heavily. It's one of those nights where you can hear the house creaking in the wind, and you're a little worried. You're a little scared. You're a little disturbed. As the mother was putting her daughter to bed, the girl looked out the window, and there was, on this stormy night, a bright moon shining. And the little girl asked her mother, "Is the moon God's nightlight?" And the mother says, "Well, yes, you could say that to the little girl." Her daughter thinks for a moment and then says, "Well, does God turn the light out when he goes to sleep?" "No," the mother said to the daughter, "God never sleeps." And the little girl thought for a moment and then quietly said, "Well, if God's going to stay up all night, there's no sense in both of us staying awake." And the little girl rolled over, was tucked into her bed, and went fast asleep. Why was the little girl able to go to sleep? I mean, the night was still dark, the wind was still blowing, the house was still creaking. She and her mother were there alone in the house. Nothing was really any different. But something had changed. What was different? What was different? God was there. She had invited God there into the house. And suddenly, she had very strong faith. She believed that God was there with her. She believed that God was going to watch over her that night. She believed that she would be safe. Now, who else have we heard about that had no trouble going to sleep today? Why, it's Jesus in the stern of the boat, fast asleep as the storm is raging around him. I know, at least in my life, and you probably have too, every one of us has compared times that we're going through in our life to a storm, haven't we? We have felt like that things were swirling around us and we didn't really know how to get through these difficult times that we were facing. And one thing is for sure, when those times are happening to me in my life, I'm having a hard time sleeping, right? I mean, it's sometimes as difficult to really relax when those things are happening to me. We get knocked down sometimes and we question whether we can survive, and we're just wondering how much longer this is going to go on and how we're going to get through this. But Jesus is in a situation like that, and he thinks it's just a time to grab a nap, you know, to catch 40 winks. What is it that Jesus has that we need? It makes me wonder, too, because of what Mark says in this story, the disciples wake Jesus up, right? They wake him up, and he says, "Peace be still," and the storm stops. And the disciples, I mean, I wondered what they woke him up for, because they were really surprised when he stopped the storm like that. I mean, did they wake him up because they wanted him to help bail the water out of the boat? I mean, what was it that they thought that Jesus was going to do when he admonished them for not having enough faith? You know, one of the lessons that we can get from this story is, several of them are obvious. Jesus has power over the storms of life. Jesus is with us, alongside of us when we're going through those storms. Jesus saves us from the storms. These are all the obvious things that we can see from it. Jesus wants us to trust in him to help us get through. But what is the not so obvious thing that we can get from this story? What is it that Mark wants us to understand? And why isn't Jesus worried about the storm? Jesus was right there with him. Jesus wasn't terrified. He wasn't impatient. He wasn't worried. In fact, he was so calm that he could really relax. We wonder, why on earth, when we're going through the storms of life, that God doesn't do something, right? Have you ever wondered that? You've wondered, is God really there? Is God asleep? Have you ever wondered if God was asleep on you? The psalmist pointed out that this same question has been being asked a long time. The disciples say, "Wake up, Jesus. Are you paying attention? Do you not know that we're dying here in this boat?" The psalmist said, "Wake up, do something, Lord. Why are you sleeping? Don't desert us forever. Why do you keep looking away? Don't forget our suffering and all of our troubles." Apparently, the same question has been being asked all through Hebrew times, and now here it is again being asked by the disciples of Jesus. I think the not-so-obvious lesson that we get from this is Jesus is in control, awake or asleep. Most of the time, my life seems like a voyage from one storm to the next, and I'll bet it's the same for you. And I think the Bible records this story about the disciples' fears and failures so that we will know that God is with us when we are facing those kinds of things in our lives. Times when we were just as scared as the disciples. I mean, did we realize at those moments that Jesus was there with us? The Bible is so clear that we're going to face these kinds of storms. It's recorded in John 16 that Jesus says, I'm telling you all these things so that you'll understand that God is always with you, no matter what's happening to you. Because in this world, you will face trouble in your life. And I think Mark wants us to understand, and John in his gospel, that we will face storms in our life. And there are going to be times of trouble and disappointment and heartache and loss. But in the midst of those storms, Jesus says, you can have peace. Peace be still, he says in this story, because he is always there with us. A teacher named Phyllis Martin told the true story of a tornado threat in her school. You know, the tornado announcement came over. The kids are all gathered together, and they are scared. The teachers are scared. And the principal thinks it would be a really good idea at Alpine Elementary School, where this teacher taught, if we all sang songs together. And so they tried to sing, but some of the children were getting nervous, and they were worrying, and they were scared. And so one of the teachers said to Katie, who was crying the loudest, aren't you forgetting something? Aren't you forgetting that there's a power that's greater than this storm that is raging outside? The teacher said to Katie, God is with us. And Katie started sharing that message around the room. It went all the way around the room. And suddenly, during that tornado warning at that school, the kids started singing together. They started supporting each other. I mean, again, I ask you the question, what was different? God was there with them. And they knew that God was there with them. And that's why this quote came to mind when I was thinking about it. Because, you know, sometimes Jesus is not there when I'm facing storms in my life to say, peace be still, and the storm stops. Maybe that peace be still is for me. Sometimes God calms the storm, and sometimes God lets the storm rage and calms his child. Amen. Amen. We come to a time of invitation in our worship together. We invite you to respond to our invitation hymn, In the Garden, number 227. You can respond by placing your membership with the Church of Jesus Christ as it meets here at / Christian Church. You can respond by making your confession of faith and being baptized. Stand with us now as we sing together, number 227.